The Jacksonville Downtown Investment Authority on Monday will start a series of meetings about the future of the La Villa neighborhood. As Ennis Davis with Modern Cities tells us, new development should take into account the area's rich history. This is The Jackson on WJCT. The DIA and Jacksonville Transportation Authority are partnering on a redevelopment plan for La Villa. Why is that happening now, Ennis?
Basically, in the last couple of years, there's been a number of redevelopment projects that have taken place in La Villa. These projects range from JTA's development of the Jacksonville Regional Transportation Center at the Convention Center, as well as several residential infill housing projects by Vescor.
This is an area that some see as sort of a blank canvas.
Yeah, so this area was largely bulldozed in the 1990s as a part of the River City Renaissance Plan. However, it has a significant history in terms of being Florida's first urbanized black neighborhood. A lot of firsts that took place within the black community, not only just in Jacksonville, but across the nation in general, took place in this particular neighborhood. However, since a lot of the neighborhood was demolished back in the 1990s, there's one perspective that it's time to work with the market and that it's basically a clean blank slate to do whatever the market demands to bring in that new development. The other side of that argument is going to be there are still historic properties that are left in that particular neighborhood, and those properties deserve their rightful place to possibly looked at as adaptive reuse projects or integrated into this new plan or whatever La Villa may be. And then there's a case of also properties where buildings have been raised, but they're significant in terms of their history as well, such as the James Weldon Johnson birthplace site, that even those properties should be taken into account as new development is proposed, and that new development should respect that authentic history.
What is an existing building in this area that you'd like to see turned into something new?
Old Stanton High School would be one. Another building would be the Richmond Hotel, which was an African-American upscale hotel during segregation, where several blues and jazz artists of that era actually stayed when they came to town. There's Jennifer's Hall, which has a relationship with Ray Charles and James Brown. So there's several buildings that still stand today that can be incorporated into what this new future of La Villa may be.
So if people have feelings about this one way or another, they can go to one of three meetings coming up that the DIA is holding.
So the first meeting will be held this Monday, August the 27th at the Rich Theater and Museum, which is located at 829 North Davis Street from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The focus there will be the history of La Villa. And then on September the 4th, there'll be a second meeting that will focus on the villa today. And then the final meeting will be held on September the 20th, and the topic there is going to be the La Villa of the future. So this is an opportunity, if you want to learn more about La Villa, if you have some ideas of how new development should integrate with historic preservation, this is an opportunity to come out and make that known.
That's Modern City's Ennis Davis. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo. This is The Jackson on WJCT.
Support for The Jackson on WJCT comes from the Jacksonville Downtown Investment Authority.